Ladies and gentlemen, and now for the main event, live from the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant, next to dumpster number 3, it's the Rocking Comedy Show! In this corner, weighing 9 pounds, 11 ounces, the human beatbox, the one, the only, Paul the Spaz Barraza! And in this corner, weighing more than 9 pounds, 11 ounces, the master of mirth, the lord of laughter, the undisputed champion. The Rocking Comedy Show. Tonight, Crazy J and Paul will bring you special guests. Crazy news. I can't get behind that. And who knows what else these guys will come up with tonight. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Crazy.
All right, and give it up for Scott Scooter Deal. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant, and Rebecca is here.
Yay!
Yay!
I only went to the wrong location.
And then she found the breadcrumbs and found her way back.
I can see that you know that we're doing it there, but it's next week.
Yeah, obviously, I don't know anything about chronological order.
Anyway, again, another week without Spaz.
Would you mind repeating that, Jay Bird?
It's another week without Spaz. But if we keep our fingers and toes crossed, he may show up next week. Who knows what's going on? But filling in for Spaz this week, it's the Reverend Travis.
Hey-ho.
Yay.
Hey, yay for
Reverend
me.
Reverend Travis, tell us what you're all about.
What I'm all about? Well, let me show you. No, it's not that kind of party, I guess.
No, it is. You can whip it out.
Wow.
That was the last show you
I was the last show I attended. I don't think I'll be participating in that.
But for those listening that don't know who Travis is, he, of course, runs the Swingers Club.
Yay for us.
And it's not a swingers club like you guys think. Like
oh, I don't know. You should have seen it last weekend. It was.
I was swinging a putt-putt gavel, whatever you call it.
A gavel? You're at a different bar than I run. Yeah.
I mean, that place is a lot of fun. Bonnie Mazzell, of course, is amazing. And you guys did great by putting her in there. So.
Yeah, nice addition for sure.
She just looks cuter and cuter being all pregnant.
And getting mouthier and mouthier as the week goes on, I notice, as the weeks go on.
Yeah, when she gets comfortable in her home, she'll let you have it.
We have to close the windows from time to time.
But I got to say, the jam session that she did with Spaz was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty outstanding.
Yeah. He's here for like 2 days, takes off. He's here for 13 hours, takes off. But never seems to work out when we're doing the Rockin' Comedy Show. But he's not doing Spazbox this week. He's actually out doing Vox Audio in Orlando, Florida.
I like to call it Whorlando.
Oh, I'm on a plane.
I know today on his Facebook he posted something like, I love it.
Yeah, it's my home. Where have you been? But coming up on the show today, we've got the CUI guys coming in. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Comics under the influence for you naivetes.
And we also have Tim Ketching and Sean Iverman from Loophole coming in.
Ooh. Sweet.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to rock out for us. And a few other surprises as well. But we've got the news coming up.
Sure.
And
as soon as we finish applying lotion, apparently.
We've got
everyone needs to apply
the lotion on the skin. You put the lotion on the skin.
We've got I Can't Get Behind That. We've got
I've been updating
all kinds of stuff and some good comments coming in and hopefully a couple of phone calls as well.
But hope it's famous people.
But we're gonna take a break and we'll be back with the news right after this.
Hi, this is Rebecca from the Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you're anything like me, you're always on the go. If you're planning a corporate event, working out, or getting the news ready for the Rockin' Comedy Show, whatever it is that keeps you moving, then all you have to do is try ZipFizz. It's all natural. It's not like all those other energy drinks that leave you with that hard crash. Just put it in your water and you are ready to go. Plus, I like all the different flavors. You can try grape, you can try orange or lemon. From their powdered formula to the instant shot, it really works for people on the go who just need that extra 4 to 5 hour boost. Visit them at ZipFizz.com or wherever ZipFizz is sold.
Hey friends, Crazy Jay here from the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'd like to tell you about the Las Vegas Volleyball Academy. They have youth classes twice a week for boys and girls from the ages of 10 to 18. But don't worry, they also have classes for adults as well. You can check out the Las Vegas Volleyball Academy located inside the YMCA in Centennial Hills. The number is 702-529-1090. You can get enrolled and also get details on prices. When you call, mention the Rockin' Comedy Show, and they'll waive the admission fee. Also, visit www.lasvegasvba.com for even more details.
It's Crazy Jay.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Insane.
And now, it's time for the Rockin' Comedy Show News with your anchor, Rebecca Zimlick. From every corner of the globe, she brings you the news that matters. No story is too small. From guys plant mice at a pizza shop to woman steals crucifix after confession, she brings you the scoop like no one else can. Now, here's Rebecca with the news.
All right, everybody, it's Rebecca and the news.
Yay, here I am. Do you want to hear some good news or some bad news?
Let's do bad news first.
Bad news first. Oh, my God. Horned Hell's Angels triple murder suspect claims to be a vampire who drinks human blood.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, you know what? All I have to say is about that is the title says it all. I've had enough said. Oh, my goodness gracious. So, I don't think... Oh, yeah, we did talk about that earlier. We do need to talk about this, though. There's a burglar in...
A burglar?
Burglar.
Is that like the Hamburglar?
You know what? What is so weird about all the stories I have to tell you, they always come from some town, A, I cannot pronounce, and B,
You can't pronounce.
And I don't even know what freaking city this is from. Like, I've never even heard of it. Burglar in Carteret, or it could be Carteret, breaks into cars and defecates in them.
Well, why wouldn't you? You know what? I've had that happen to me. I'm not kidding you. That
You're
is the
fucking shitting me.
I didn't do it. No. Well, I've actually had that happen too, but that's a different story. But no, I've had a guy break into my car and leave a special treat.
Shut up. I've heard about it. I've heard about, like, my ex works on cars and they have...
Does he shit in them?
He does shit in them just for fun.
But he said just for shits and giggles?
He said that it was like a joyride. Someone stole the car and they brought the car back. You know, the people, the insurance, whatever. And there was like bloody used tampons in the back and poop.
Nice.
That just shows you it was an ex-friend or an ex-girlfriend.
I'm going to go with ex-girlfriend on that one.
I'd be like,
a lot of my buddies don't have access to bloody tampons,
like,
you know?
Listen, like, you're pulling DNA of the ex-psycho girl.
Yeah, bring the CSI squad out for that one. I'd love to see that. Yeah.
I'd be like, until the end, you're doing this job. All right.
That is a vampire lollipop.
Oh.
Easy. Boo.
Twice in one night, a burglar entered cars in Carteret. God knows what fucking state that is in, ransacked the vehicles, and then defecated inside, according to police.
It's got to be Germany, somewhere in Germany.
On 2005, an intruder entered a 2005 Chrysler Pacifica parked on Park Avenue.
And I love these stories that say, according to police. That way, it's really accurate.
Oh, God.
Like, according to police, No, it was there.
No, it's real poop now because the police said. Before we weren't, it wasn't confirmed poop before.
It wasn't confirmed until I tasted it. Yeah. A Chrysler Pacifica.
Hello,
isn't
Crazy
like
Bill.
A Pacifica is like an SUV of sorts.
Yes.
Of the Chrysler. I mean, I don't even know who anybody would buy an American car. But anyways. Oh, wait. I have one. Anyways. But I didn't buy it.
Is there poop in it?
I can't imagine even hanging out with anybody who was given an American car. Oh wait, Rebecca has one.
People always say you can always judge where the economy is at by the car I'm driving. Every year it's a new one. You've been demoted to the...
So what, Greenspan gets on the internet and checks out what car you're driving before he figures out what's the economy's doing?
Going on, you know, whoever's running the...
the stuff?
The gold. Anyways, it was off of Park Avenue. I mean, I guess every city has a Park Avenue. And... they grabbed the GPS unit before leaving, relieved himself on the back seat. The same night, somebody entered a 2007 Toyota Camry parked on the street very adjacent. Nothing was taken,
but the burglar also
relieved himself on the rear seat. Oh, my God. They actually have issued warnings about car breaking.
Well, at least they know the guy's regular. I'm only good for once every 2 days and pooping in someone's car.
I know. He must be doing...
Uh-oh.
Some sort of fiber something or something. People need to know how to keep their doors locked. Are you thinking that these people just randomly go around to cars and just make sure they're unlocked? I'm thinking they're
I think it's like a penalty for leaving your car unlocked.
I think that maybe these people might have a Slim Jim and they can just break into it. Anyways, they actually caught the guy on Tuesday. He's charged with 3 counts of attempting to enter cars.
There's probably not much of a law about no pooping.
Can you enter? I mean, defecation. But I mean, isn't that... I mean, they used to shoot people that used to steal your horse. I mean, now you just...
And my horse never poops in my car, so, you know, this should be a
wait. Also, it's like, you know that car is called, that show called Bait Car? You know, they totally set him up. Like, they'll have someone like, oh my God, I'm late for something. Here, watch my keys. I mean, isn't that illegal just to set them up? It's a great show. Because they're all like, well, I was just driving to my friend's house, and they said that this was her. I was like, we all have you on video.
I would love to see that guy in front of like a Judge Judy Brown or something like that. So let me understand this. You pooped in this person's car?
Grace would have a field day with him.
Oh, my gosh. And then she tried to find out the kid that was missing. Okay, Regina police officer... Police arrest second wanted sex offender. Yes, the Regina.
You want a sex offender? What?
I don't know, but well, they finally caught him. And they always say the city, but we never know which state it is. But Regina police have arrested the second of 6 people in the Saskatchewan.
That's from Canada.
Canada. See, no one even cares.
Oh, hey, be nice.
Like Canada.
It's just that little town north of here, isn't it?
It's like Canada. We don't even mention it. Anyways.
Hey, listen, we're not shitting in people's cars up there. I'll tell you that much.
Hey.
See, who are wanting to for failing to register as sex offenders? Yes, the such police said that Matthew, 25 years old, from Regina, was taken into custody.
It's Regina, but that's all right. Regina. It's kind of like vagina, but that's similar. Go carry on.
All right. He was arrested Wednesday afternoon. He was set to appear in court this morning. Another wanted sex offender, 30-year-old Leonard Jacob Bird. Uh-oh, might be a family member.
How do they spell the last name?
B-A-R-D.
All right.
And Jacob, to J, from LaRange, turned himself into the police on Wednesday morning. Arrest warrants are still outstanding for 24-year-old Glenn Campbell. I don't think that's the real Glenn Campbell.
Police. I always knew that guy was a perv.
It could be. I mean, he has Alzheimer's. He's not sure.
He goes on and on and on. One person. I mean, is this really a weird story? I mean, come on.
What's
Canada,
the catch there?
Canada, I have to. You're 86.
Wow. Someone should send them a memo at the very least.
I know. Man who washed truck naked in Massachusetts
this
car wash.
This story's funny.
Guest probation? In Attleboro, a man who scrubbed his pickup truck in the nude in a Massachusetts car wash has been
always scrubbed.
To a year of probation. This is bullshit, because aren't they boxed in? Gosh, can you...
Well, apparently he wasn't. He was by himself.
Let's see. Robert E. Bailey of Cumberland, Rhode Island, pleaded guilty on Monday to open and gross contract contract conduct for being naked at an economy car wash in North Attleboro on May 31st.
So it's not a bad thing if you was at a high class car wash or what?
But I mean, the ghetto ones are all boxed in. I don't know why anybody's complaining. But the Sun Chronicle reports that a woman vacuuming her vehicle, the business called police after she saw the 65-year-old Bailey in the nude. Police say Bailey was wearing shorts by the time they arrived at the scene and denied doing anything wrong. A judge ordered Bailey to stay away from the car wash and the witness and to continue counseling. He was also registered as a sex offender. Are you fucking shitting me? You have to be
no, that was a previous offense.
I mean, do you really have to be registered as a sex offender because you want to be naked?
At the cheap car wash.
You have to at least, assault somebody. Anyways, so what do I have on my special homepage that I would like to talk about?
I have no idea.
All right. Oh, fucking great. Kindergartner brings meth pipe to school or crack pipe meth.
For show and tell.
Yes. And in a smoke town and tell, that yeah. we recognize, St. Louis, Missouri, and I always said it was Reuters, but apparently it's Reuters, and you can tell I am a genius and I know everything about English, but a kindergartner
in English.
English.
There you go.
There you go.
A kindergartner in rural Sweet Springs, Missouri, brings a bag of crystal meth and a crack pipe to school for show and tell. I wonder if
that's more for PE class, isn't it? That's the wrong place for
I
that.
Mean,
yeah.
I think or home ec.
Yeah,
but I think the mom had to set
home
this
rec
up.
More like
dude,
it. Yeah.
This is gonna be great. I'm gonna send this little boy up into my shit, and it's gonna be awesome. She's not whatever. Anyways, she tried to sell it. They brought the crystal meth and a crack pipe to school for show and tell.
But can you mix the two?
But listen to this. But an alert teacher kept the boy from sharing his treasure with the others at school. She was like, I know what that is. Give it to me. He was very excited when he got to school. Probably high.
A little agitated,
says, but
yeah.
I don't think he knew what he had had. The teacher recognized the drugs, a pipe, and police were called to the elementary school. It didn't ever get into the classroom, per se. This was the first show and tell in this town. Oh, this was a first.
First show and tell? Oh, that town's coming along.
Yeah.
First show and tell, and we got drugs.
He added that the boy's mother, with a wee age of 32, is arrested later on drug charges and released on bail. I mean, how are they knowing that this is hers? It was shocking. We have not experienced dealing with this. The town.
Dealing? No, I think they're pretty good on the dealing part. Yeah.
Great on dealing. This town, located 66 miles of Kansas City on the Blackwater River, has 1,500 residents and 425 students in this cool town.
And 400 kids hooked on crack.
One out of 425 in that shit town.
That's pretty good. I think they're batting
winning,
batting 1,000. Yeah.
Winning. And you know what? I say.
That's the news?
That's the news for me. Or to me.
All right. And we'll be back right after this.
You're strutting casually down the street when a man comes up to you looking beat with telltale traces of hippie on his chin. You say howdy and he says hi, got anything that'll make me fly? And if you do, I surely wish you'd let me in on what you're dealing, brother. In your mind you start to ponder what to turn his spell on to, and then you get a look into his eyes. You find his beard is only makeup and his line is purely fake up. Then and only then you realize that he's your friendly neighborhood narco agent, friendly neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local FBI. Your friendly neighborhood narco daddy, all American thinking fatty, there to trip you up while you are high. You're sitting in the coffee house gloom when the waiter comes up to you with a broom and he asks to sweep the floor around your chair. When you ask him why, he says, routine, we like to keep our coffee clean, and he proceeds to tidy up with care. You light yourself a cigarette, find out soon as you got it lit that 40 newfound friends are by your side. And someone hands you a note that's penciled telling you your flight's been canceled. Just the same, you're going for a ride. With your friend, the neighborhood narco agent, friend, the neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local FBI. your friendly neighborhood narco daddy, all American thinking Betty, there to trip you up while you are high. Now you duck into an alleyway thinking, hey, maybe I can cop a J and get back before the boss finds out I'm gone. Remembering the golden rule, you look both ways, make sure it's cool, and when there ain't a soul for miles around, you clutch your baggie full of weed and careful not to spill a seed, you roll a joint as big as Baltimore. And as you take that first big dragon, a helicopter drops a paddy wagon, and guess who's standing smiling by the door? It's your friend, the neighborhood narco agent, friend, the neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local CIA. Your friendly neighborhood college dropout, undercover cop or cop out, keeping law and order bright and gay. Yes, you find out that the freak you trusted is a fink that got you busted. And 20 years is a long time to stay on the ground.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. What's going on?
Hey, this is Michael Johns calling, long-time listener, first-time caller.
And an original, all got original statements, too.
What's up, Michael Johns?
What's going on? It sounds like there's a little bit of an echo there. Is there something I can do to make that go away? Other than hang up?
Quick solution, yeah.
It sounds good on our end, so I don't know what's going on. It's one of those things. Right. I can sound like a real radio guy now. I can say, like, well, can you turn your radio down?
Turn down the main skin
room. Right, exactly. I love it. I love it. So how are things on the 44th floor?
Things on the 44th floor are great. How are things with you?
Things are good, man. Just doing what we do and always moving forward.
Are you living the dream?
Who's in the studio tonight?
Are you living the dream?
I'm working on the dream.
How much closer are you to that island?
Rikers
I
Island.
I got a little sidetracked the last few months, but now I'm getting closer. So
back on course.
Back on course. That's the important thing. You know, the destination is there. Just got to stay focused. So who's in the studio with you?
Well, right now it's the Reverend Travis.
Okay.
We'd like to welcome you to your intervention.
Intervention.
We want to thank you for coming today.
You're about 4 months too late, man.
It's never too late, Michael. It's never too late to revisit.
but it's all good. So you guys have been doing some big things lately.
We would like to think so. Yeah. We've got more stuff in the works.
Do you? Anything you can share with an old in-studio visitor?
Next week we're going to be doing our show from the Swingers Club.
Oh, very cool. That's Anthony's new thing.
It is. So we're going to be there. And then the following week we're out at Bonnie Springs for their Halloween haunt kickoff.
Okay.
So we're working.
Big thing.
Are you sitting down?
Actually, I am. Do I need to be sitting down?
That sounds a little eerie to what are you wearing? That's because a little bit too comfortable.
This is news that might shock you a little bit.
Okay, well, talk to me.
But on the show later tonight, Mad Mike is coming on.
What?
Keska, what?
Yeah, he actually is coming on the show to talk about what he's doing now and how he wants the Rockin' Comedy Show to be a part of it.
Very cool. Well, that'll be unusual. I'll have to listen online because I'd like to hear more about that. No, you know, best wishes to Mike and everybody involved, man. I hope it's something maybe you guys can work out.
Someone kick a puppy around here?
No, there's no puppy kicking here.
No puppy kicking. That's
just
a bad thing.
Children.
Children.
But how's the show going for you? You still over there at the Harmon Theater?
We are. You know, the show's all right. It's a daily battle. In this market, but we're going to be making some big announcements with that. We're taking on a really good partner here. Actually, the meeting is tomorrow, and we're going to be doing some big things with that. So, you know, maybe you guys can come down and broadcast live from our location one night.
That'd be awesome. Maybe you can get people. Maybe you can finally convince me to go up there and have you hypnotize me.
You know what? After having your brother on stage, I think that's. I don't know that anything could ever even come close to that.
I'm not quite sure what would happen if I went up there. Actually, that's why I don't go up there.
probably be a little bit scary, but man, we'd have a lot of fun. We're doing big things with the show. We've been kind of complacent and stagnant over the last couple of years, and now we're getting rid of some dead weight, and we're moving on, and we're doing a lot of innovative things that are going to be popping in the next couple of weeks and the next couple of months. And showtickets4charity.com, which is a passion of mine, is now a live site. It's not, you know.
So let's talk about that real quick. What exactly is that?
Well, what Show Tickets for Charity was a concept I came up with. And actually, I spoke to you about this concept, Jay, and I got your thoughts on this when I first came up with the idea. I don't know if you remember that. But the concept was how to raise money to save animals.
Right.
And I was spending all my personal money to try to get these animals out of kill shelters in California. And I came up with an idea that maybe we could make a lot more money to rescue animals and that kind of branched off into other charities. But the basic idea is somebody goes to our website and they buy a ticket for a show here in Las Vegas. And the commission that we would make actually goes to a charity of the customer's choice.
Well done.
And yeah, that's awesome. right now we're working on a 100% of the profits go to charity. So it's kind of unusual. I don't make any money off it. It's just kind of a passion.
No, that's cool, man. I can
respect that for
sure.
Yeah,
I'm totally for that. You know how I am with pets.
I do, man.
I've met Charlie Manson this whole time.
Say again.
I said, you know me. I still own Charlie Manson this whole time.
Yeah, I hear you. No, your dogs are great, and and if I remember right, Jay, your dogs are also rescues, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Both of them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's such an important thing, and that's one of the messages we always want to get out there. It's like don't go to a pet store and buy a dog when there are thousands of dogs that are being or a cat or any kind of an animal. Don't go to a pet store and buy one when you can go to a shelter and save one.
Yeah, awesome again. Great cause that you're doing with that. And what's the website address again?
Well, the website is showtickets4charity.com. And giving your people kind of a sneak peek at it, because it's not quite ready for public yet. We've got a lot of changes and a lot more content to add. But the basic site is up and running, and it is functional. And maybe get some feedback from your people on that. I'm really excited about it. It's been about a year and a half long process.
Yeah, you've been working
to finally get it to this point.
Well, I mean, it's awesome. And how many nights a week does your show run on the Strip?
Right now, we're still at 7 nights a week, and we plan on staying that way for as long as people keep coming to the show.
And what time is it?
It's at 9 p.m. at the Harmon Theater. That's right outside Planet Hollywood on the south side.
So, Michael Johns, I want to thank you for calling in, buddy.
Guys, it has been a pleasure. And, Jay, always good to hear from you. Let's go hit the... hit the Korean taco plant pretty soon.
Anytime, buddy. Anytime.
All right, guys. A pleasure talking to you. Have a great night.
You too, man. Bye.
Church steeple.
Michael Johns for calling in, and I want to thank Ryan White Maloney. I got the privilege of seeing them on stage at the House of Blues last night, and I've seen them, at a couple other venues here in town. But after last night's performance of the House of Blues, I have a total new found respect for those guys. I mean, they rocked the place, and I mean, they are amazing. And we're doing our show from the Swingers Club next Wednesday, and Ryan's going to be one of the guys that's performing there. And it's just because he is just an amazing performer. That song right there, great showcase of his talent, but seeing them live on stage is just absolutely amazing. If you're in town and they are playing, you gotta check them out. I'm not a big country fan, but they rocked that shit last night. And bravo, guys. Bravo. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. My name is Crazy Jay. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Comedy. Our website is rockincomedyshow.com. Find pictures, archives, videos of us on rockincomedyshow.com. You can find us on Facebook. Our fan page is Rockin' Comedy Show. And it's very important to know that we do tape the show every Wednesday from 7:30 to 10:30, unless it's a special event. You can give us a call. The number is 702-866-9135. That's 702-866-9135. We're going to take a break. We've got more of the show right after this.
This is Chris Reject here. As a fan of comedy music, I want to tell you about this awesome CD from Dino Mike. It's called
Actually, it's Chimericana.
Anyway, it's great. Favorites like
Banter, no one will know how'd I get so clever.
And
my homies know that I'm totally cool when I drive up with my school on rims to my private school.
And don't forget about
She wants a
baby mama, baby mama, baby mama, baby mama.
So pick up your copy of Chimerishers.
Chimericana.
It can be found at dynamite.com. And with his other albums, but
Chimericana
is the best one to date. Did I mention it also has?
Cause she's adorable. Saving geeks like you and me, she's adorable.
So order your copy of
Chimericana
today at dynamite.com.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Road Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rogan & Company. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about.
It's been a whole week now, don't you know? Waiting for the Crazy J Show. Some monkey business could lighten our load. A little laughter, a little glow. I know Jay has something in store. Come on, Jay, can you give us eight more? Come on, Jay, don't make us wait. We just want our crazy eight. I've marked my calendar with the date. Here it is, folks. It's number eight. It's number eight. It's number eight. It's number eight. It's number eight.
Yeah, it's time for the Crazy Eight Countdown here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, the top eight songs of the week. This week, we're taking a look at the top eight songs from the album 26 and a Half. It's a tribute album to Weird Al Yankovic. And, all the songs are really good, and it was really hard for me to come up with the top eight list, but I think I've done it, and these are what I feel are the best of the best. So right now on the Rock and Comedy Show, we've got the top eight songs from the album 26 and a Half, and we're going to get things started with song number eight. It's a group called Double Down, and their version of This Is the Life.
I eat filet mignon 7 times a day. My bathtub's filled with Perrier. What can I say? This is a life. I buy a dozen cars when I'm in the mood. I hire somebody to chew my food. I'm an upwardly mobile dude. This is a life. They say that money corrupts you, but I can't really tell. Got the whole world at my feet, and I think it's pretty swell. I got women lined up outside my door. They've been waiting there since a week before. Who could ask for more? This is a life. So if money can't buy happiness, I guess I'll have to rent it. Yeah, every day I make the front page news. No time to pay my dues. I got a million pairs of shoes. This is a life. I got a solid gold Cadillac. can make a fortune while I sleep. You can tell I'm a living legend, not some ordinary creep. No way, I'm the boss, big cheese. Yeah, I got this down, not as down with knees. I can do just what I please, this is a life. That's right, I'm the king, number one. I buy a monogram Kleenex by the ton. I pay the bills, I call the shots. I grease the palms, I buy the yachts. One thing I can guarantee, the best things in life, they sure ain't free. So to feel just to be me, this is a life. This is a life.
Crazy J can't count to number 10. He gets intros done for free by some of his friends. This is anything but sonic heaven. On the Crazy 8 countdown, this is number 7.
Please.
number 7 on our countdown, McFrontalot with Don't Wear Those Shoes. Number 8 was Double Down with This Is The Life. You're listening to the Crazy 8 Countdown. As you know, we space out the countdown throughout the show as we count down the top 8 songs. And this week, we're taking a look at the tribute album for Weird Al, done by Weird Al fans. It's called 26 and a half. You can check out the album, order it and everything at WeirdAlTribute.com. Also, speaking of Weird Al, this Saturday on Comedy Central, you can check out the Apocalypse Tour. They've got it. You're going to want to watch it if you haven't been, or you're like, man, that was such a good concert, I want to go again. So you can check it out. It's going to be on Comedy Central. So just check your local listings to find out when it's going to be on. That's this Saturday on Comedy Central. And I'm sure they'll replay it all weekend long. Anyway, you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. That was song number 7 and song number 8. That takes us down even lower on the countdown.
Got to sing. Just looking for some musical kicks.
Here's Crazy Jay with number 6. Number 6 on our countdown is from Insane Ian. It is a great cover of this song, That Boy Could Dance. Here it is for you now on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
He was a dumb-looking, scrawny little four-eyed freak.
A loser.
He never used to hang around with the guys. He'd just sit in the corner, attracting the flies. He wasn't much to look at. He never was very bright. But at least there was one thing that he could do. All right, all right, all right. That boy could dance, 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 dance. Boy, you dance, 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 dance. He was kind of a jerk, he was kind of a bore. But the women would scream when he walked in the door. There's one thing I can tell you for sure, that boy could dance.
Picking teams, he would always be last. He couldn't run very far, he couldn't think very fast.
If he was on your side, you'd always lose. The guy had a problem even tying his shoes. He never passed his driver's test. He was always afraid of cars. And he had a complexion that resembled the surface of Mars. Mars, Mars, Mars. But that boy could dance, 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 dance. That boy could dance, 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 dance. Well, his hair was a mess and his clothes didn't fit. He smelled really bad and he drooled just a bit. But you gotta win the bit when that boy could dance. Now that boy is much older. He got his own dance studio. He got a little monster fan club. Yeah, he got his own TV show. Now he knows half of Montana. They all call him Diamond Jim. And you know I'd do anything if I could be just like him, like him, like him. Cause that boy could dance, 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 dance. That boy could dance, 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 dance. He was kind of a jerk, he was kind of a bore. But the women would scream when he walked in the door. Cause one thing I can tell you for sure, that boy could dance.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy Jay.
I found loopholes, so I wouldn't.
With that sound, it could only be one thing. I can't get behind that here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, one of our most popular segments. This is the segment where we talk about things that piss us off and maybe possible solutions on how to fix them.
Possible.
Rebecca, should we have our guest go first?
Oh, for sure. Can't wait to...
Okay, well, thank you very much. I feel privileged. I guess, you know what? It's an old one, but I guess it's after this morning when I was trying to punch a 50-year-old man in the throat. It's got to be the Starbucks guy that doesn't know what he wants. Line up at 8 o'clock in the morning, wants everything on the menu, but he wants it with a skinny this, half that, and then freaks out at the girl behind the counter because she couldn't understand his non-English and has to tell everybody how pissed off he is. So I bought his coffee and then threw it on the ground.
Yay!
I was either that or violence, and I just thought, this is the only thing I can do. So I was like, here you go, sir. And I'm like, you've had a bad day. You're up, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning. You've had a bad day. You've had a tough day. So I grabbed the coffee. I go, can I pay for it? And then I threw it on the ground. I go to, you know, the mall and buy some coffee.
I love that. You know what? What's even worse is, like, tipping over to him and go, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't get the tip? You didn't get the tip?
I got it. I got you for you, buddy. Yeah.
You know, when someone doesn't, oh, honey, did he tip you for the whole place? Oh, he didn't. Here's a fiver.
Yeah, I agree.
His dick feels smaller than it already is.
Well, I didn't feel the man's penis, but but I can't get behind that when the guys are in there making a big production out of coffee.
These people have fucking, they're like Mother Teresa.
If you really want to just blow people's minds away when you're in line, just order black coffee at Starbucks. That trips them out.
Do you know what the super latte espresso
does that?
Double dip, soy, skinny bitch.
All right.
Well, you can get skinny bitch vodka at Starbucks. I'm never leaving.
So basically what you're saying is you can't get behind the people that take too long ordering at Starbucks.
It's not even
and
too
then
long.
Bitch about
it's
it.
It's just the bitchiness and the pretentiousness.
I mean, it's fucking coffee. What are you shaving off 20 calories? 20 calories?
Yeah, they are so anal.
But 20 calories.
The other thing, too, is if you've got a list a mile long of how to make your coffee, bring in the list. Hand it to her, problem
just
solved.
Just be like, I'm sorry, and walk off.
I like it. They like try to make their job title sound fancy. I'm a coffee barista.
But listen,
you're
a lot of shit. I don't give a shit what they tell them.
You're a tool. So anyway, mine, we'll start off with people who love to give advice but not follow it.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, I mean, when I was out of work a long time and I was, you know, getting a little depressed here and there, somebody was like, stay positive, think about God. If you have positive thoughts, great things will happen. Well, now let's say the shoe is on the other foot. Somebody else can't find work.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I can't do anything. I can't hang until I find a job. I have no income. I'm going to lose my house, my
car.
Can
I give you an addendum? People that get a job and be like, I just can't take it and quit.
Yeah.
Honey, I will scrub floors. Anybody at my work, they're like, hey, I need you to clean this, pick up this, deliver this, spend all your gas money. I'm like, what can I do for you, sir?
Right on, because I got some stuff for you tomorrow for me then. That works out good.
I say, she's like, I'm sorry I'm asking you to do all this. I'm like, listen, no. People getting laid off left and right, I will take it. Just tell me what I got to do. And I pay 30% taxes. Fuck off.
Just throw that in as an addendum. I think that was the wording
there. The addendum to the addendum. All right, am I up?
You are up.
I am up. Okay, so all of my complaints, my can't get behind this today, are going to be strictly about Facebook, okay? My first one is people that post pics of their kids all day long. Listen, y'all look desperate. We know you have no life. We know that you're faking it to pretend, oh, I have kids, my life is complete, da da da. Honey, you live in Loganville, Georgia. You've hit rock bottom, and you post, and your kids aren't cute. They're fat as you, and they're cross-eyed, and they got that baby white. Babies have that baby acne. At least your kid.
Acne.
Listen, at least if you have a black kid, they got cute hair.
Oh, yeah. You're not stepping out of the boundaries here at all.
No, listen.
Yeah.
At least you have a black kid. They've got the good skin.
Pretty sure I'll never have a black kid.
They got a bunch of hair.
Yeah.
But white babies are not cute. Fat. Post them all day.
Okay, well, I got one even better than that is the dudes that are buffed out and they're taking pictures of themselves in the mirrors. Like, you don't have one friend that can take a photo of you?
I got an idea. Wait, listen, guess what? I got to say, who here in this room has that friend?
I don't.
Exactly, so we're not going to talk about it.
All right.
That don't even exist in my world.
Problem solved.
Yes.
There, we finally solved it. Can't get
behind
it.
Oh, my God, we finally can't get behind it. Oh, my God, for once.
For once, we have one. I can't get behind the new thing on TV now. I've noticed it a lot more. The hashtag at the bottom of the screen that says the name of the show. Why is that there?
Why don't they have their own freaking?
Because I need to know who
Twitter
my new porn stars are.
I don't need to hashtag, you know, shows like, you know,
CSI.
I don't. It,
all 10 of them.
What's the point of it? What's the point of having a hashtag on a TV show?
Because they want to trend.
And I don't even care. I don't even know. Like, let's,
they want to trend commercials.
Follow us on Twitter. Why? You're CSI. Like,
my favorite one is when they're doing it for the news shows.
I can watch CSA all. I mean, CSI comes on at 7, 8. CSI.
You should really get some cable.
Love it. CSI comes on at 7 in the morning until fucking 1 in the morning. We don't need that.
My
we
favorite
already got
is,
it.
I like
social media.
CNN. Follow us on Twitter. Like, isn't everything you're doing already live that I'm watching? Like, why do I have to follow it later?
It's scrolling at the bottom of the page, and then there's a tag at the top.
And that goes back to the one I had last week where I was like, some TV station, I don't know which one it was, it said so new, like episode, like this is a brand new show, it's only been on like 2 weeks, it's so new. Not anymore, you've had two shows.
And I hate paying for porn. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Who does that?
Like, I'm just learning the internet. www.10yearsbehindtrav.com.
Hey, look, you got live porn and you didn't like that. So I'm
that was just nasty, period. Especially the dude that walked up with a trench coat and didn't have all the manscaping going on. But mind you, what about the guy with the super tan? Even that guy was freaking me out.
Happy hole, as we like
to
call
it. Happy hole.
Oh, my God, little, I can't get it up.
But anyway, that's mine. Hashtags on TV shows. I can't get behind that.
Retard.
Rebecca?
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. My next Facebook complaint is, it's an addendum to my first one. It's
the other addendum?
People that put their profile pic as their kid. Honey, we know that you're fat and ugly. You got fat before you had the
kid.
Can
I just say, are you not able to conceive? Is this why you hate children so much?
That you're fat. And so why would you put your profile pic?
There's no underlying issue here at all.
So listen, why would you put a profile pic? The whole point about Facebook is it's yours. You already don't have a life. You have to go to soccer practice. You gave up on all your dreams. You went to college. You got your MRS degree.
You should do some counseling at the community college. I think that you got it down.
But listen, no, the point is that you're not worthy enough looking that you have to put your kid's picture there. And then he's in
softball. Tell me how it is being super awesome.
What? Your kid's super awesome? My dad?
No. What? No.
You're like a loser that lives in Loganville, Georgia.
So I guess we're not going to Loganville anytime soon.
Why do you keep posting pictures of your kid? You know why? Because you're obese and you wear a tent. You know what? Why don't you just put a picture of a daisy up? At least I'd be like, oh, I remember fat ass Kathy.
She loved daisies.
Now. Yeah. You know, at least I got to look at a happy
daisy. She's a daisy now.
Happy daisy. When you put up pictures of your kids as your profile pic, it just means you're fucking disgusting.
What about you? Like, what about a picture of you as a kid?
Oh, that's hilarious because people are like, God, it's my picture of my kid on Facebook.
They look at Rebecca and go, what the fuck happened?
I have a Facebook picture of me in Episcopalian school, St. Paul's Episcopal. I'm in my whole, like,
spell that.
The blonde hair, my mom with a perfect bow, and my, you know, houndstooth jacquard little outfit. And it's like, God damn, she could have chose the right pass, but she said, ring, wrong page. So that's acceptable.
All right. Yeah. That's cool.
Myself.
And that's not from Loganville at all.
Right. That's from Mobile, Alabama.
Nice. Now we're talking upscale.
Winner.
Wow. Travis, you got another one?
No, I'm pretty content with life after that because no matter what I say, it's going to be about some fat broad from Loganville who should be wearing a muumuu and now is a daisy. I don't
now
know.
She wears a muumuu.
No matter what you say, she's just going to trump it.
Yeah. She's just going to have an addendum to it.
And you act like I'm not right. You know I'm right. All fat chicks put pictures of their loser ass kids that play t-ball in Loganville, Georgia.
Send all email to training@rockandcomedyshow.com. Right. Okay, my next one is lame excuses. If you can't do it, say you can't do it. I don't need lame excuses. I love when you send out the evites on Facebook. If you can't make it, just RSVP that you can't make it.
I can't be there in 5 minutes.
I love it when
as long as there's nobody from Loganville, I'm gonna be there right now.
But I love it when they RSVP and they're like, oh, I'd really like to make it, but I have to work. I don't care. Are you coming or not? No. Great. Move on. I don't care if you're working. I don't care if you don't have a babysitter. I don't care if your prostate's hurting. Just...
Oh, no. I tell you, like, listen, my mom just flew in, and if I don't meet her, I'm out of the will.
Right?
No, I...
That was too legit to quit. Hey.
No, I just thought it was funny. I got a comment last night from somebody that we know that was actually going to go and... hang out at House of Blues, and their excuse was, I can't really make it out tonight. My prostate's bothering me.
See, but I think that's a good excuse.
You know what my comment was? Listen, I've already had to be in the strip once. I'm not coming back. It costs me $10 every single time.
That's not a lame excuse.
I'm cheap.
There's a difference between an excuse and a lame excuse. Sorry, I was in a car accident and my friend got decapitated. I don't think I'm going to make it. Why? What? Why? That was just your friend.
Ask an extra piece of freaking Xanax.
Oh, here we go.
Ew.
Welcome to the Rocking Comedy / Intervention Show.
You know why? Because those are the whites and the yellows, which I normally get are time release. These motherfuckers work ASAP.
We couldn't tell.
Gotta chew them up.
Yeah. After you took that one earlier, your English was awesome.
You, just cross it. You should chew it up and spit it into Charlie's mouth.
Oh, right. Nice.
All right. And does anybody want to go also? Because I have a three-parter.
A three-parter? Well, and it's all about Facebook?
It's all about Facebook. I'm so sick of people complaining all day long about, oh my God, the new Facebook updates. Good God, it's fucking killing me. I can't believe... Dude, you get this shit for free. It's free social networking. It's free advertising. It's free everything. You get to talk to people you know. I get to talk to people from Loganville that are fat.
I don't know what there is that people don't like about it. Like,
it looks 10 times nicer. They're trying to help you.
Yeah. When you post a new picture now or several pictures, it's got those cute little boxes now.
You said boxes.
I mean, the thing is, but I don't give a shit if it was the worst idea in the world. This is a free service. You can do business off of it. Take it up the ass and say, thank you, sir. I'll have another.
I'll just jump in and throw one of mine was about Facebook. All the people complaining about that they're going to start charging for Facebook.
That is all. That would be the dumbest idea ever.
They make millions in advertising, so they're not going to do
it. No, they don't make millions. They make billions.
With all whatever they do. And if you sign on every day, it says it's always free. It's not going to charge. And I'm telling you right now, if they charged you $4.99 a month, all you motherfuckers would still be out there.
And guess
lying.
What? But the thing is, that's too much bookkeeping for them.
Bookkeeping?
Honey, my Southern comes
Hey, Forrest.
Out
hey, Forrest, you're doing okay over there in the Xanax. It's probably time for another remedication.
Okay, I'll eat this then.
I knew that was good.
That's Charlie's. But listen, no. The thing is, they're not going to charge you because who do you think they want to add on another billing thing? Hell no. And the whole thing about Facebook, because I saw it on the social network, the movie, they
want to
keep it cool. And keeping cool means keeping it free and keeping it.
Yeah, because Mark Zuckerberg's one of the coolest guys I know.
That's dumb as fuck. We think, well, we're getting over on them, but guess what? When it comes up with free this on the right, I'm tagging the shit out of it. I'll take free Mac makeup. I'll take free hand blessings.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Groupon to the 10th power.
Yeah, Lindsay, do you have one?
Sure.
Lindsay's upset that everyone's stealing the Xanax.
I know.
Talk right in the mic.
Other than Becca, like, taking all the Xanax and only giving me a half of one, that was so unfair. No.
No, another one right there.
Yeah, but that's for the dogs.
That's the dogs.
I'll give you one.
I
didn't want you to get fucked up.
I'm not even fucked up yet. I must have a high tolerance for drugs.
Right, can we move on, please?
Okay, sorry. So I can't get behind all the dumb questions people ask. So like this morning, I go to buy this new dress. I put it on the counter. The lady looks at me and she's like, would you like to buy that? Are you fucking kidding me? Did I just put it on the counter to purchase it? Do you see me reaching for my fucking wallet? Why are you going to ask me, do I want to purchase that? No, I set it on the counter so we both can admire it, and then I'm going to book it to the door.
And
give me a fucking break.
Right. And the second question they usually get, did you find everything okay? Well, I made it here, so...
Exactly. And so it gets better, right? So I get ready to pay, and she looks at the $20 bill kind of funny and looks up at me, and I'm like, oh, honey, don't worry. I just printed that. And she's like, are you serious? Bitch, are you kidding me? How long have you been working at this place? Isn't it normal for somebody to walk up to the counter, put what they want to purchase on the counter, pay for it with cash? I don't understand. So I just can't get behind people with stupid-ass questions.
I have got an addendum to that. The reason is... The reason they do this is because they have their stupid secret shoppers, and if they don't ask all the fucking stupid questions, would you like to buy the earrings for this? Would you like to bump it up for this? Would you like to... Was anybody helping you today? Did you show them that it's all because of this stupid, crazy marketing people that have no earthly idea how it works?
But I get the upsell. The upsell, okay, a given...
Can I make you happy?
Oh, here we go. The distribution of drugs on the park.
Yes.
Here we go.
The upselling, I can totally understand. But seriously, dude, you put something on the counter, you reach for your wallet. Do I want to purchase this? No, bitch. I was just standing there to talk to you for a minute.
You know what the thing is? One thing about Vegas is they're giving so many tax breaks to companies because they want to bring business here. Okay, problem? You can't. We do have terrible education, so no one wants to go to.
What,
you know,
tangent are we on right now?
I know.
No one wants to bring their businesses here because we don't have enough educated fucking people to work these goddamn jobs.
Oh,
well, because everyone
agree.
From Loganville is showing up here. That's why, right?
Have you thought of any?
No, I'm set for now. She's depressing the hell out of me.
Right, life is coming to an end.
My final
Xanax?
One.
No, I'm set, thanks.
My final one is people who always point the blame on others when they're the ones with the problem.
Ouch.
Yeah, pretty good. We had a guest on the show last week that walked off and wanted to blame everybody else that there was a problem in the studio. The fact that there were guests on the show that he was uncomfortable about. But needless to say, you weren't that funny. You missed your mark.
Ouch.
You know.
But who are these guests that he wasn't so happy about?
Just another band that had come in.
But he was supposed to be a host. You're supposed to entertain hosts.
He was filling in for Spaz and comes back that he felt that the band coming in to watch was stepping on his time.
Are you kidding me?
He's supposed to be a host. You're supposed to interact.
You're going
to
be here for 3 hours. You're going to get plenty of time to do your material. Wasn't happy with the way that I announced to everybody that he was here for the World Series of Comedy, and he didn't advance to the next round. He didn't make it past the first round. There's over 200 comics that are in the first round. Not everybody's going to make it.
Please tell me you put the smack down.
No, we laughed.
We laughed. He basically asked me to... take everything. I just wasn't happy.
Can we name his name?
I just wasn't.
Naming names?
Oh, do it.
This guy, Chris Valente.
Oh, you just named names.
You ruined my surprise.
Edit that.
Way to go, Seinfeld. No chicken in your apartment.
He begged me to not play his performance, which means he was here for the news. We had to redo the news without him in it. We had to redo everything. And I asked him.
He's actually talented.
I sent him. I've known the guy since 1997. He's very funny and he's got great stuff. If your timing's off, your timing's off. And I understand that.
His timing wasn't off.
When I ask you, is everything cool? And you say yes, then that's all I want to hear from it. But when you come back with some pretty harsh stuff, yeah, I'll say it. So I had to go through the deleted clips of last week's show to...
Oh, you're kidding me.
To find the songs that he did do, and I'm going to play them throughout the show.
Well, if he wants like a whole 3 hours, you know, it's just all about the donations.
And obviously he doesn't realize the way our show goes. When Spaz is out, we get someone who we think is totally awesome.
Or me. I already know I'm awesome. I don't need you to know it.
I know. You're a reverend, goddammit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey.
Oh my god. Should you OMG. Spank me or something? You're going to be Hail Marys because I said, goddammit.
Okay, no problem.
Oh.
We're going to... Can you put some music on, please? Thanks.
This is time for them to disappear to the green room.
Can I meet you in the green room over there on the midget bed?
So people that have a problem and they want to blame other people for their problems and not fix it, can't get behind that.
Neither can I.
But you know what? I thought it was totally funny. I'm glad it happened because we've got his fucked up fucking shit and we can tell everybody why he failed out of the fucking thing. Actually, no, I'll take it back. Chris, you were actually very talented. You had some funny ass songs. I was not offended when you said I was a bitch slut. But I didn't think it was towards me. He said it was about his ex-girlfriend.
No, I said, would you please do a song for Rebecca since it's the first time you've met? And this is the song he did.
Drama. I'm mad because you made me feel like I did something wrong. Sad because you took from me the best shot at happiness that's come along. Thought girls were supposed to be smarter when it came to love. You ruined such a good thing. It's safe to say that you're pretty dumb. First you turned my head, stole my breath, I couldn't breathe. Now you turn my stomach. What you did to me, I can't believe. All the little things I did for you, I think it's gonna make me sick. Cupid, no, I was stupid, and unfortunately lovesick. Don't think I asked for much, I just wanted something based on truthfulness. But the one request I had for you was the one thing you couldn't do. It's a red flag when your girl starts dating your friend. Fuck you, you cunt, you fucking whore. I've never hated anyone this much before.
So there you go.
That's a love song.
That's a love song. Can you play the funny shit he did?
He didn't do anything funny.
I thought he did something.
What a total hater.
Why he was saying that he had an off night.
There's no issues there at all.
Here it is, just me. These clips
aren't... He did some funny stuff I liked.
Yeah, when we weren't recording. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're back up here on the 44th floor with Chris Valenti. Yay! Yay. Woo!
Sorry.
Stop playing around. Anyway, Chris Valenti is here. You guys might not know that you're working on a movie, right? About your mom?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Hey, how about, did you get a ball hopped up on the attic
too? Yeah. Put your bags in the trunk, sip your coffee, and drive away.
Now, this song that he does is normally pretty funny.
He's a funny dude.
But he completely missed the entire setup of the joke. So then when you go into the song, it's not funny. And he does a whole routine, like when he did a joke called he's writing a script called My Mother's Asshole. And it's really funny because when you hear the jokes and how he sets it up, it's hysterical because he's like, my agent saw my mother's asshole sitting on his desk, which is the script. And it's really funny how he does it. And that's the joke I was trying to get him to do. So I said, oh, you're writing a script about your mother. Yeah. And then he goes into this song that had nothing to do
with it. And he wants to be my latex salesman.
He does want to be. He's very talented, but he's also... Over the years, if it doesn't...
This sounds... You know what? This sounds a little suspicious, like a breakup.
I'm artistic and I'm troubled.
This sounds like a breakup between you two, Jay. I'm sorry.
I doubt it. They all come running back.
Once they realize, I need a translator sometimes.
He's been playing this game way too long.
Running back. Part Southern, I'm part Xanax,
Part Loganville.
All right, and we're gonna
I don't even know where that's at.
We're gonna take a break.
It's on Facebook. Look for the.
Hey, this is Spaz from the Rockin' Comedy Show. If you have dreams of becoming a model or an actress, or you have a band or act that needs representation, you need to check out VegasTalents.com. Their staff of trained professionals will help steer your career in entertainment in the right direction. Being an entertainer myself, I understand how hard it is to make it on your own. Do yourself a favor and listen to your buddy Spaz. Don't do it by yourself. Have the right people talking for you, and they are at VegasTalents.com. Check it out.
This is Angie from the Rockin' Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Kulis Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Kulis, star of the Anthony Kulis Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly, must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Faz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Kulis Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out.
Hey, man, this is Tommy Chong, and you're listening to Crazy J, if you're listening.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor, and joining us, it's the guys from CUI.
Hey, boys.
Also welcome. Known as...
Comics Under the Influence.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The influence of what?
You can't look everything. At them and know.
Are you selling?
Everything. Man, we're raiding that refrigerator right now.
They are here because they are back. They're tearing up Vegas once again. They're in a new place.
We're back, bitches.
Coming from the peanut gallery in the corner there.
He got in trouble.
Hey, we will tell you about talking to the little table. Yeah,
this is not the first time I've had to sit at the teacher's desk.
Hey, the last time he was on the show, he performed from a bed.
Yep. Not like that, Shank. Why are you looking at me like that?
Do your own thing, brother.
All right, so let's find out where you guys are at. Where you guys are doing the show and all that good stuff.
We are doing the show now at the Bikini Bar. It's the old Sand Dollar Lounge.
Right.
It's on the corner of Spring Mountain and Polaris, 3355 Spring Mountain Road. According to my text message, and I'd give you the phone number, but I don't think anybody gives a fuck.
And he doesn't
call
think you're fucking
the
GPS as well.
Yeah, they'll be like, huh?
There you go, 3355 Spring Mountain Road. It's on the southeast corner of Polaris in a very sexy yellow building, and it says, believe it or not, Bikini Bar on it.
That's awesome. We're going. That's the first I heard about this.
And how long have you guys been away? You haven't done the show in a while, right?
Awake? Or you say away?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Awake. 15 minutes away. I think we went on hiatus just the middle part of August, so we've probably been away 6 weeks. We had the unfortunate circumstance of our previous home being sold out from underneath us, so we went on vacation, and now we're going to a really cool, old school, not too fancy a place that offers some pretty incredible drink specials for all you alcoholics. $20 all you can drink Blue Moon, Newcastle, Bud Light, and what's the other fucking beer? Oh, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
The PBRs.
PBR.
The champions
all you can drink. Seriously.
That's what Shake likes.
You drop a 20 on the bar, they put a wristband on you, and you can get fucking shit-owed for 20 U.S. dollars.
Because black people hate to drink.
PBR. Shank likes it because he likes the way it gives him the runs in the morning.
Hey, maybe he's that guy that's shitting in the cars.
Yeah.
But they didn't say what? Diarrhea in the car. I think it was a thick turd.
You know Shane just dropped a deuce in y'all's bathroom in there, right?
You know what? I don't like people that say, I can only poop at home. Take it wherever you got to go.
Well, he was going to do it in the green room, but apparently there's no bathroom in the middle of the street.
That's the green room in the middle of the street.
That's
not the green room. That's some dude's lawn.
That's time out.
That's where we waited. But no, I'm in time out right here where I'm sitting.
At the teacher's desk. But I mean, you, when you guys aren't together as CUI, you guys are performing all over the place. You guys are doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you were at Big Al's last Sunday doing open mic.
Right. Good one.
Shut up. I didn't go up.
Shakes, I know.
I didn't go up.
I'm just Shakes only smart enough to give one word answers. Yeah, usually they're dick.
I only said that because I didn't think you were paying attention.
What a dick.
I'm going to Florida Friday for a month. I'm going to brag about that instead of going, yeah.
Hey. Change your depends. No, we're going to brag about Shank's 40th fucking birthday.
Man, I'm Friday I just Tommy turned Rockers. 40. Oh, yeah. Okay, talk about that.
Is that a no. Strip club?
Now it's okay.
No.
Still, no.
No.
I just turned 40. I'm older than Shank, and I got more hair and look better. There's something wrong with this.
I don't know about that look better part. Got more hair, well, yeah.
You're just lucky we're on the radio right now. That's all I'm saying.
No beauty contest.
So basically
contest.
What he's saying is he has a face for radio.
Pretty much, yeah.
Don't we all?
Yeah, that's it.
We're not doing a live Skype show.
We should.
That's actually called a webcam, isn't it, for what you're doing over there?
I was going to say, she does a Skype show after this show, though, doesn't she?
It's only $10.99. You have to have a major credit card.
Me and all the little lambs.
When do we get to be guests on that show?
You have to ask her.
I was asking her.
Sometimes I don't even think I'm in charge.
You can be a guest, all right. All you got to do is pay like $5.99 a minute.
Major credit card, and you two can participate.
That's your job, boss.
You think I can get $5.99?
You might get $3.99 a minute. Your mom could probably get $5.99.
Yeah, your mom is kind of a cool.
Hey, I can get 69 cents.
That's bullshit. She charged me $6.99.
That was happy hour.
The dog. Somebody has to address the fucking dog.
What dog?
What are you
on right now?
No.
You talking about Diaz?
He's fucked up.
What?
I mean, not any more than normal.
Nobody can hear the fucking dog.
No, that's Lindsay in the green room.
Us fancy shows have that extra, like, sound.
That dog is not in the green. If that dog was in the green room, we wouldn't be able to hear it.
That dog's Xanax hasn't kicked
in. If the dog was in here, it would shut the fuck up and quit barking.
Oh, no.
Oh, it would be on your leg.
Shank would be having his finger in its ass.
What if that was the reason why he was barking?
Exactly.
It was earlier, but now Shank's in here, so now I'm wondering.
He won't stop.
I know, because you keep talking about him. He knows when you're talking about him. I ignore him.
He's neurotic. Yeah,
yeah, he's neurotic.
Okay, what dog?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, like I said.
Well played.
And the Emmy goes to...
I have a feeling only we can hear the dog, but the people out there listening to us probably can't hear the dog.
Who's blowing one of those whistles? I can't even hear it.
Hey, Jay.
Not that the room looks soundproof.
Who's the chick on the
it's
bed?
It's none of your business.
I'm sorry you can't all see this.
So
but
listen, if there's not a girl passed out in the freaking green room,
that's the girl that's going to bring me my next beer.
That's no kind of show. Right there.
All I can see is
tits and ass.
A calf and a shoe.
Is this one of those porn things again? Like
I'm not sure what's going on back there, but I'm goddamn curious.
Lock, stock, and smoking barrels.
Usually,
and if shit goes down, she's going to climb up from the couch and shoot them all.
That's usually where Rebecca goes at the end of the show.
The dog is still going.
What dog?
Why are you letting that bother you?
Because he has ADHD.
Short attention span, man.
Yeah.
I think you might have a thing.
All Shake
dogs.
Cares about is a dog. He's about to call a dog catcher, I think.
He's quiet. Because we're not acknowledging
him. We're not acknowledging him. That's
the dog knows we're
like
talking
that.
About him.
Is that Dutch? What is that?
We are not acknowledging him. I like that.
I know.
All right, so you guys have the new event, but you also have the big birthday party coming up.
Yes, sir. The big 40th birthday.
Where's it at? What's going on?
To Tommy Rockers Friday night.
No strippers.
Well, says who?
Unless Rebecca's there.
And you give me $2.
I'll give you $2 right now. Yeah.
Now for the deuce, let's go.
And there are enough deuces that's happened before the show here tonight.
Oh, there goes a dog and a deuce talk. Yeah.
Don't say D-O-double-G.
Duke.
D-O-double-G and a...
No, I'm sorry. I thought she said D-double-O-G. I said Duke.
Just move on.
Duke.
So Friday night at Tommy Rockers. What time?
Yeah, get there at 8 o'clock. For
is there still semen on the couches?
Tell him you came
that's
to see
exactly how he doesn't stand up too. Eh?
Tell him you came to see Mike Shank on his way to the funeral home.
Oh, there's the dog.
Hey, Hey, this is Crazy J from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
It's Mark Curry, and this is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Mm-hmm. Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home. Yeah. Well, this is good.
That's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there.
So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold.
Hey, Jace, where are we off to?
We're off to a place that's perfect for both of us, Mike.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
Whiskey Dicks.
Oh, hell no.
No, seriously, Whiskey Dicks. They've got great food, awesome drinks, live entertainment.
What about karaoke?
Oh, they've got that, too. Plus, they've got the screen so we can watch the best big games in town.
My God, you're right. This place looks pretty amazing.
Amazing? This place is freaking awesome. You should have your man car revoked, Doria. Come check out Whiskey Dicks. It's one of the hottest hot spots in Las Vegas. Come check it out. It's located on 2750 East Craig Road. We'll see you there.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento, and I'm proud to bring you the world's greatest disc jockey, Crazy J.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Thank you for calling in. Who is this?
This is Kelly from Bonnie Screams.
Hello, Kelly from Bonnie Screams. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are having an awesome time, you know, waiting for the 13th so we can go out there and have some fun.
Absolutely. We're getting ready for it ourselves.
So what's going on out there this year with Bonnie Screams?
Well, this is going to be our fourth year, and we're really excited. We're going to have 300 houses. We're going to have a haunted trail that's carved in the middle of the desert, the only one that actually exists here in Las Vegas. And we're going to have magic shows, fire shows, all kind of good things, as well as we're going to offer a kids area this year known as Spooky Town.
Nice. That's where Rebecca's probably going to spend most of her time.
That's where I grew up.
Nice.
But so it's your fourth year, and I got to say, some of your mazes out there are just awesome. Are you doing the? Are you going to do the Secret Haunt again this year?
Which one?
The Secret Haunt.
Absolutely, the Secret Haunt is actually no longer a secret. we've actually opened it and advertised it as one of our top notch haunts out there. The Wax Museum. So we're really excited about that, bringing it back for the second year. We had a grand opening for that last year, and everyone seemed to really like it. So we brought it back this year and made it a little bit longer, so and added some new scares to it as well.
Well, you know, we're pretty excited. We've got some good guests coming out there to entertain while they get scared. But you're going to be giving the Rockin' Comedy Show some tickets to give away, isn't that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to get some tickets away for Bonnie Screams and also the kids area, Spooky Town, for the young haunters as well. Spooky Town will be open from 6 to 9, and the Bonnie Screams will be open from 7 to midnight. So it'll give you two different opportunities. You know, you can come up as a family and have the little kids go through the little area, and then the adults can go through the scary area.
Now, this starts on October 13th. Does it end on Halloween, or does it go a little further in?
Actually, this year, we're going to end it on the 31st. With Halloween's on a Monday this year, so we feel that ending it on Halloween on Monday night should be a good thing for us.
Well, you know, we're definitely looking forward to it. We love going out there. You know, the last couple of times we've teamed up with you, and we've scared some people, so it's always good. I love scaring people.
Yeah, it sure is a good time. You see, scaring people is like a passion, you know. once you do it and you love it and you continue to do it, it's something you always want to do, and you can always get creative and come at different angles. And once you master it, then you know it's all open from that point on.
Right, you got to love the spooky train ride to Bonnie Screams as well. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, once again, we like to try to be a little bit different from the common folk in town. We put your feet under the dirt, which is kind of, it's a different feeling out there. It's out in the middle of nowhere. And we put you on a train ride that takes you into Bonnie Scream's haunted ghost town, and then we unleash you into the onto the ghost of Bonnie Scream's, and there's dirt under your feet, and people usually spend about an hour, almost 2 hours out there going through everything, and we're really excited about it, this opportunity to bring it to the fourth year.
So, well, again, thanks for hooking us up with tickets to give away. We're going to be out there on the 13th, and we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Who's this?
Hey. Yeah, so you got my chain there?
This wasn't a setup call. Somebody had their kid call in.
Is Michael Shank available? Hold on, let's see.
Domino's Pizza, can I take your order, please?
What do you want?
Hey.
Pace for horses, bitch.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're going to give you a hard time, son, but you're the only fucking person that is called in. So
is it a
we'll
son?
Take your call.
In the last 10 minutes.
I can't tell if it's a he or a she.
He doesn't deny.
Whoa, really?
He's Hello? 12.
Is it Wait. Mexican one or Wait. Another one?
No, Devin, that's Scratch. Ignore him. I've already told you that.
Okay.
Uncle Scratch, no good.
Who is this?
This is one of your family members, Sharon?
I think, caller, you need to speak into the freaking headset because I can't hear you.
He's 12.
Who is it?
He's 12. He's
no, it's my son.
It's your son?
Yeah.
Why am I cussing at your son?
I don't know.
Asshole.
Why is your son calling the show?
Because he set him up.
Because somebody had to call.
Yeah.
Listen, Robert De Niro called last week.
He's a funny comedian. I just hope he kept his joke book.
Do what?
He said you're a really funny comedian. He hopes you keep the joke book.
Oh, really? Oh,
getting burned.
Really?
I'm going to refer.
He laughs at his own jokes. You got to like it, yeah.
We'll see about that when he gets home, you motherfucker.
Uh-oh.
Already.
I'm going to refrain from this conversation and apologize for anything I said that was rude before that. Thank you very much.
Disclaimer.
That's Scratch with a K's disclaimer right there. Hey, take care of yourself because nobody else gives a rat's ass. All right, let's move on.
Don't listen to him. I told you. Uncle
I can't believe
Scratch,
you had your
no.
kid call here. Who does that?
Who has called?
Call. Daddy wants to look cool. Call the show tonight. Here's the phone number.
I know who's calling next. It's called Child Protection Services.
No, it ain't being cool. It's him being cool. So he can call in. He can talk to all of us because nobody
we
else
don't like
is.
Like callers that are not drunk.
What?
He's on Robitussin. Don't worry about it.
Go to sleep, son.
Okay, I just say that there's a girl here with braces on, an algebra book, and a backpack.
I know, she looked adorable.
Oh, that's nice. There's another caller coming in. It's called the police, but that's all right.
Good night, Devin. I love you.
Just another black man trying to commit rape.
Love you, too.
Hang up.
And make sure you study that.
It's 8:30. Go do your homework.
Sorry. Uncle Phil loves you, too. Have a good night.
Bye.
And yeah, make sure you study, your notebook tonight.
Okay, there's
Stay
some...
Stay off the pole.
We went from algebra to I don't know what that was.
Oh, my God.
Life lessons right over there.
Did you, Eddie, did you just see what happened? Mike Shea got his kid call here. That's what happened. That's what happened. I don't know where you were. I don't know where you were, but that shit just happened right here.
New low.
I wish I knew my kids. I have a call in too.
How many kids do you have?
I believe I have two, but I might
have
like three or
four.
I have a few abortions we might have to have call in.
How many do you have?
I will get
a
bastard, but I love her.
She a cute little bastard.
She is a cute little bastard. She's so adorable and chocolate.
Oh, I thought you made it big. She might be white.
No, I haven't had a white.
She was. She was white chocolate. It was white chocolate. It was white chocolate.
That'd be good, but, you know, you want to go up. You don't want to sleep with me. You want to, you know... See.
Well, you're white. That is going up, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. Once you make it big.
And after we found out all the things you did the last time we were here, that's going way up.
Oh. I like to keep
Train
it
wreck
real.
Right there.
There we go.
So that was nice of your kid to call in. It was awesome.
And I like how the kid. I like how once the kid figures out he's on the radio, he starts burning you.
Hey Shane, why don't we? Hey, why don't we text?
Goddamn dog.
Hey, why don't we text somebody we know right
That's
now that we don't
right.
like that much?
What's the number again?
Just text. Just
what's
text somebody.
What's the number, Jay.
It's 866.
Text somebody with this number.
702.
866. Is it 702 or 866?
702-866.
I thought maybe it was like an 800.
Just put, hey, man, call me right away at this number.
Yeah.
Text it to somebody. Then we know.
Mass text. Mass text.
Mass text.
Right now. Mass text. That's what we get two or three responses.
Sometimes, isn't it? It's amazing. Holy.
9135.
Are you calling your kid, too?
This is the FCC. We have you surrounded. Turn off your mic and surrender. Charging you with 8 counts of FCC violations. Things like language, your incredibly poor taste in programming. But we'll drop the charges if you'll just play number 5. Do you hear me, Jay? Play number 5.
country sign. I'm a dotted line, I'm gonna make your dreams come true. The check's in the mail, wouldn't lie to you. Well, hey, wait a minute, what's the matter? Hold on, you want me to fork over the loot? You say you hate my guts, you wanna take me to court, and you got yourself a lawyer with a TV suit. Well, I'm proud to say you're not the only grand to go by, yeah. So if you wanna sue me, I'm afraid you're gonna have to wait in line, take a nap and take a phone. Who loves you, baby? Don't get the reason, my friend. The check's in the mail. Sign on the dotted line, I'm gonna make your dreams come true. The check's in the mail, we're lying to you.
Show coming in at number 5. That's the Checks in the Mail by TV's Kyle. We're doing the Crazy 8 Countdown. We're counting down the top 8 songs from the tribute album to Weird Al, 26 and a half. And believe me, like I said at the start of the countdown, it was tough to pick 8 songs. They're all really, really good, but I feel that the 8 I picked are the best of the best. If I'm wrong, let me know. Email me, jay@rockincomedyshow.com. You can leave a comment. That's right. Leave a comment. It's very, very easy to do. www.rockincomedyshow.com. And we want to hear from you. So let me know. Maybe you got your own crazy 8 countdown. Give it to me. I'm ready. I'm a big guy. I can handle it. But, I want to point out, if you want to call the show, do. We do the show on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 702-866-9135. But right now, let's get back to the countdown, shall we?
Sliding around all over the place. We're gonna slide this song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number 4. Come on, Jay. Don't snore. Number 4
is by the Worm Quartet. I love this version of this song. Here is I'll Be Mellow When I'm Dead.
I'm blue.
vegetarian scene. I won't buy me a pair of designer jeans. No redwood hot tub to my name. I got all that I want, and if it's all the same to you, I don't need a course in self-awareness to find out who I am. I'd rather have a Big Mac or a Jumbo Jack than all the bean sprouts in Japan. Wow, man, can you relate? I'll be mellow when I'm dead, I'll be mellow when I'm dead, I'll be mellow when I'm dead. I'll be mellow when I'm dead, I'll be mellow when I'm dead, I'll be mellow when I'm dead. I'll be mellow when I'm dead, I'll be mellow when I'm dead, I'll be mellow when I'm dead. I'll be mellow when I'm dead, I'll be mellow when I'm dead, I'll be mellow when I'm dead.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Have you received a text message from this number?
Whose kid is this?
You got a text message from this number?
Or from a different number saying to call this number.
Who is this?
Where's our pizza? It's the last time we're calling.
Do you know a guy named Mike Simpson?
I hung up.
When I bought my quarter, I was 2 grams short.
Did you text somebody?
I Facebooked that shit. I don't know who texted. That's the best part. I don't know who texted that shit.
I text you because I want my 2 grand.
Hey, wait, let's all Facebook it right now.
You
let's all Facebook it right now.
Okay.
You could reach one person at a time.
Are we on or can we take a break?
We are on. We'll take a break.
All right, take a break and we'll all just Facebook.
This is Chris Reject here. As a fan of comedy music, I want to tell you about this awesome CD from Dino Mike. It's called Actually,
it's Chimericana.
Anyway, it's great. Favorites like
Banter, no one will know how to get so clever.
And
my homies know that I'm totally cool when I drive up with my school on rims to my private school.
And don't forget about
She wants a
baby mama, baby mama, baby mama, baby mama.
So pick up your copy of Chimerishers.
Chimericana.
It can be found at dynamite.com. And with his other albums, but
Chimericana
is the best one to date. Did I mention it also has...
Cause she's a dorkhorn. Saving geeks like you and me, she's a dorkhorn.
So order your copy of
Chimericana
today at dynamite.com.
Hey, Mike, don't you think 12 inches is kind of big?
Dude, it's huge, but I can handle it. I've done it before.
When?
Last week. Twice.
Wow, and how did you feel afterward?
Well, I was pretty full, not gonna lie.
So, has this become a weekly thing with you?
Well, I'm not trying to set a record or anything. I mean, come on, don't you think anything more than 12 inches is just ridiculous for one person?
Well, I guess I'll watch you today and see how it goes. But I think I'm going to try the meatloaf.
Yep, got to go with that 12-inch pizza again. Although, the Big Dick's Burger does look good, too.
Wow, I've never been so gay for a 12-inch pizza in my life. Go check out Whiskey Dick's, located on 2750 East Craig Road. See you there.
Hey, hi, this is Ava Devine, and you're listening to TheRockinComedyShow.com.
You're listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back up here on the 44th floor with the guys from CUI. Eddie, what's going on over there?
Well, one of our members was unavailable to join us tonight, but if you want to see Mike Shields, you can go down to the Tropicana Adult Bookstore, Tropicana in Valley View, booth number 8. He's working the glory hole under the name Gary Gumjob.
Nice. So we got... I love that. So we have your party on Friday. You guys are kicking off CUI's return tomorrow night at the Bikini Bar.
Correct.
And dirtier than before? Or What's going
on? Well, I got to tell you, you know, we've been away for 6 weeks, and the guys are kind of chopping at the bit. So I expect tomorrow's show is probably going to be even filthier than it's been in quite a long time. It's been six weeks since we've been up.
The boys are a little pent up, are they?
They seem to be pretty excited about it. So I'm looking for a particularly filthy show. And we decided that this week only, we're actually going to start around 9:30, because a lot of normal people work... and stuff like that said they might want to see the show. So we're going to get away from our normal midnight start time and see if some regular people want to come down and take in the show.
Oh, awesome. So, and you guys, of course, are on Facebook.
Right.
How do they find you on Facebook?
Mine is just under, just use my email handle, Mike
just
Simpson.
Me. Just look for me.
Mike at MikeSimpsonComedy.com. You look, yeah, just look up me. We're pent up to do this show. We're pent up like inmates. Some of us might be inmates.
Shank. Right, Shank.
Shank, how will we find you on Facebook?
Well, the goddamn dog. I swear to God, the dog! Oh, just Michael Shank. Kind of hard to miss. You guys get all these fucking jail references. Look for me there.
Yeah, and so, but of course, the easy way to find you guys is on Facebook. Is there an official website coming out for that, or is it just going to be?
Well, for right now, you can actually find it at Facebook.com, one of those slash things, Comics Under the Influence. I don't know what the fuck they mean. Right. No, it's under Comics Under the Influence. Hopefully, the Bikini Bar loves us enough to keep us, and if they do that, then we're going to go out and shoot all new fancy promotional material. And
we're going to shoot people.
What?
We're going to shoot people.
Well, you'll get noticed for sure. Anyway.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm Facebooking.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're Facebook. Yeah. Facebook.com/Comics Under the Influence. And, yeah, maybe a website, you know, you never know. But the debauchery is 9:30 tomorrow night, 3355 West Spring Mountain Road, just off the freeway. $20, all you can drink, Blue Moon.
And PBR.
PBR, Bud Light, and Newcastle.
And PBR.
Whatever white people drink, it's $20.
The Cavazier isn't going to be on special tomorrow?
No. No, you racist fool you are. However.
People don't drink.
However, there is.
How dare you talk to my handicapped black friend like that? Can't you hear the lisp and shit? Handicap.
However, there is $5 Jameson all night and $5 Jaeger shots all night. So
yeah. How much?
$5 US. All stuff that
everybody loves the Jaeger, baby.
This goes on white people drinks, ladies and gentlemen. Just come out, have a good time, bring some coke, some laughs.
You thought Zip Fizz had some energy to it. You hang out with Diaz for a little while. You'd be like, ah, this is the greatest show I've ever seen.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, you guys are great. You guys are fun live, and I enjoy coming out. So it'll be nice to see.
I like the way you said that. You're fun live, as if on the radio. You guys are, yeah, you guys are kind of dog shit.
He says he likes when he comes out.
Is this you guys are pretty good live.
Yeah, pretty good live, but
right now
here on the show, not so much. No, I'm just.
How do we send the phone number out to everybody? All of us send the phone number out to everybody, and nobody.
Everybody
and no, so did I. And nobody wants to call.
Right, and your guys' time's almost up.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
And somebody else. And
a
somebody
product
else
of your balls
and
called
somebody
us.
Somebody else that got text.
And somebody that got. That
guy sounded so scared, too, when he called it. Oh, I just got texted from this number.
You're texting somebody?
I don't even know the fuck.
Did you text
was.
Somebody?
That wasn't me.
You text somebody.
Was it you, Eddie? It wasn't Eddie.
No, it wasn't me. I did.
Oh, Mike Shank brought it to you. Was it your other child?
I text Herbert.
Was that really?
That was Herbert? That was Herbert?
Is that Herbert?
But guys, we're gonna hopefully get some people out there tomorrow night. It'll be a lot of fun. And see you guys on Friday for the party.
Holy shit, we're being tossed.
Oh my, he's like, you guys
security,
suck.
Lindsay, security.
What? That's awesome. He's like, what you happened? Guys suck. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, hold on.
You guys are better when you're live anyways.
Times in the past, we were here for like an hour and 45 minutes. Tonight, he's like, 15, see you later, douchebags.
The dog finally fucking stopped. I quit hearing it, now you
give it. Because we quit talking about him.
What?
We quit talking about him.
Come on, Diaz. Diaz is working overtime over there, man, for a couple extra minutes, I think. You know?
Dun, dun, dun,
Satan?
He's looking. He's giving back massages.
Back me up on this, Eddie.
Looking for massages.
Oh my gosh, he is like doing me right.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to switch seats?
That'll be the after show.
That sounds right.
Do you need the green room bed over there for a minute?
Oh no, I like it standing.
The
up.
Green room. Who wants to do anything in the street?
Have you met Lindsay?
That's in the alley, not in the street.
40, the 44th floor and sleeping on the pavement.
Scratch will be leaving, as he said, Friday, so he'll be going to
Friday,
Florida.
Florida.
He's doing big shows
bunch,
in Florida.
Bunch of stuff going on in Florida. I'm calling it the Mama, I'm Coming Home, But Not to See You tour.
You should wear a banana hammock
that's
the entire show.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm calling my trip to Florida this time.
I like it.
Yeah, my mom did too, actually. it's true. I talked to her before I came here.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, it's got it. No hour and 15 minutes.
For Eddie Rifkin, Mike Simpson, Mike Shane, Diaz Mackey, I'm Scratch with a K. Peace out, bitches. We're CUI.
Make sure you...
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip. Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
Hey, this is Spaz from the Rockin' Comedy Show. If you have dreams of becoming a model or an actress, or you have a band or act that needs representation, you need to check out VegasTalents.com. Their staff of trained professionals will help steer your career in entertainment in the right direction. Being an entertainer myself, I understand how hard it is to make it on your own. Do yourself a favor and listen to your buddy Spaz. Don't do it by yourself. Have the right people talking for you, and they are at VegasTalents.com. Check it out.
You can call us on Wednesdays now, only when we're in the studio. I don't want people trying to call us when we're out at the swinger club.
Oh, yeah, like you got stalkers or something.
Well, they might try and call. You never know. We have Robert De Niro.
I'll take anyone's phone call. Call me anytime.
Well, I mean, if you can set up the internet for us over there, then we'll take calls.
We got internet.
All right, well, then you could call us next week. We'd love to hear from you. Anyway, we've got some comments right now on the show. We're going to get things started with Barry Mapole from Nevada.
is that a Polish name, Barry Mapole?
I think so. Jay, less than 36 days till Halloween, of course. By the time you get this, it'll be even less. And all I can say is party time. Excellent. Yeah, man, always a good time at your party. Looking forward to it.
Always a good time hanging out with Bill and Ted.
That party time excellent is Wayne's World.
Oh, sorry for my faux pas from the 80s. Yeah.
It's okay. You're Canada. You're from Canada.
You're Canadian.
You're slow.
You speak an American?
From Maine, we have Susan Myers, Crazy Jay and Spaz. What a talent you displayed at the Swingers Club at the Plaza. My husband and I were celebrating our 7th wedding anniversary, and that Spaz going up and doing Sublime was like nothing I'd never seen. I'd had the best time at that place. Thanks again. Look at that.
But they're obviously swingers.
Obviously. We have Colin for Sex from Colorado. Rebecca Bex Sugar Tits.
Whoa.
Pay attention. This one's all about you, apparently. Rebecca Bex Sugar Tits. What's the deal with Coach? You've been talking about him and how you guys always break up and then the next hour you're back together. Maybe the coach needs a coach on how to treat a lady. You seem to be the shit. Tell the coach to get his shit together.
Well worded.
He's too daft to even get it.
he's too daft?
He's not getting it?
Well, obviously somebody from Colorado likes you.
You know what? Listen, sometimes us great women just cannot raise the bar for ourselves, and we date way, way
Hey, I had that
lower.
Some problems. I'm not even a woman. I have a problem raising the bar sometimes. Usually it's after a lot of whiskey, but...
Look, I'm, you know what? Some people are, you know, they're in a bar and they're like, I've got a, she's a 12 pack and they haven't seen her outside of daylight. That's me all the time. I'm just like, yeah, fuck it, he'll do.
Well, things are looking up for me tonight, so this is good. Can I buy you a box of wine over there or what?
Oh, yeah, as long as it's the red Zinfandel.
The blush.
Emerson Biggins.
Got it.
From Nevada. Jay, what's the deal with the show you guys will be doing at the Bonnie Springs Ghost Town? Is it a free show for just to come in and see the Rock and Comedy Show, or do we have to pay? Yes, on October 13th, if you want to go and be a part of the taping of the Rock and Comedy Show and be a part of Bonnie Screams, and you didn't win tickets, you're going to have to pay. But listen for your chance to win, because we got a bunch of tickets to give away. Beecher Meat, also from Nevada. Hey guys, is Bonnie Screams the only live event you'll be doing next month? Hell no. Next week, we're going to be at the Swingers Club.
Did you get that, Rebecca? Next week,
next
we're
going to
be...
I'm in advance.
We will draw some lines out for you, send some emails, and...
Maybe we should just send her a car. So she gets to the right place. But no, we're doing that next week. And why don't we talk about that real quick, about what's going on next week?
Okay, what? Well, I'm with Rebecca. I don't know what's going on. You didn't tell me.
You do.
How come no one tells me anything?
It's Wednesday, October 5th. I got to be there soon.
October 5th at the Swingers Club. So next Wednesday, we've got the Travel Channel coming down. They're doing a little piece on us. We've got the Anthony Cool's Flip Cup Tournament, which is always good for some barfing and some good laughter. You got your Flip Cup team in?
Are you going to be here, Lindsay?
Yes, I will still be in Las Vegas.
So. That's great that we have a mic and you're not using it.
Maybe she's with Rebecca. She needs some drawings and some crayons over here.
Oh, my gosh. No, Rebecca gave me all these drugs and I'm just trying
to... This is nice for all the kids out there.
I'm officially a dealer.
Don't do drugs because you'll end up like Lindsay.
Oh.
No, anyway, it's going to be Flip Cup Dueling Pianos. We're doing the show there. We've got some people coming out. Like the Third Degree is going to do an acoustic set.
Nice.
I love the Third
Ryan
Degree.
Ryan White Maloney is going to...
Maybe you could show up sober next week. Would that be okay? Or we're also going to be doing an intervention.
She showed up sober. I hands over her.
That's right.
Anyway, that's going to be next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Then on the 13th, we are, of course, at Bonnie Screams. And then on the 19th, we're back here in the studio for an awesome Halloween show with our very special guest, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, calling
Yay.
In.
Woo! And official name is...
Kiss Sandra Peterson.
Official name is still looks hot
we
at 60.
We are fucking big time if we get
She's
her.
She's that old?
She's 60 years old and looks
and
awesome.
She looks amazing.
Yes.
She
I would have never guessed.
She looks amazing at 60. It's fantastic. And also Kane Hodder, who played Jason Voorhees in movies, parts 7, 8, 9,
and he
and
still
10.
Looks creepy.
He still looks awesome. he's got a book out and all that. He's going to call in and talk to us. So that's happening for our Halloween show. So lots going on. So, not bad.
So, you got that Flip Cup team together or what?
We do. We All do. Right. Are you going to, you know, disappoint?
Yeah. No, I will be there and I will bring my A game.
I'm going to bring my D game.
I'm sure you're probably going to be on the Vegas talent team.
Come on.
Because they're usually short players.
Ouch.
No, they really are. They usually are always looking for extra
Can
people.
I switch teams? I mean, can I go back
and
forth?
What does that mean exactly? Yeah. And you can do both of those things. That's all fine.
No.
We
Jay,
have a green
I would
room
totally
there.
Be on your team first. No. You know better.
Continuing on with the comments from California, Bill Lobiter.
Pillowbiter.
Jay, come on. Seriously. Do something about it.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
The dog.
Oh, fair enough. Fair
that
enough.
That is so mean.
It's not mean. It's fact.
It could be mean.
He agrees.
It could be anything. It could be, you know, Rebecca. She's a train wreck. Do something about it. It could be anything.
But that's my character.
Character.
From Indiana, hey, would you fuck her, right? Sorry, they always get me.
I would.
Rebecca, the coach. You really going with a guy that goes by coach? He sounds like a tool.
He's a tool coach. On 10 million levels, but I've reached rock bottom. I have no sugar daddies. I'm a little large.
See, it's funny because last week I said there was a couple comments about the coach and it was only one. Now there's like, now we're up to two. So you're getting your wish fulfilled.
Yeah, I have hit rock bottom. No sugar daddies.
Good for you.
I'm old. In Vegas terms, I'm 36. I might as well be dead. I've gained 20 pounds. And so, yeah, I'm not in the game anymore, and I have to settle for broke coaches.
from Kansas, Kenya Swallow writes.
Well, I'm glad.
Okay, you know what? I think
no
you're just
double entendre there.
I think you're just setting these into yourself because you're all amused at your wittiness.
No, every week they do this, and it's great. Jay,
they quotation marks, air quotations.
Jay, honestly, did Spaz leave the show, and you're not saying anything till you get a replacement?
He's here in spirit.
No, he is on tour. He just finished up.
Did
doing
you not see
Spaz
his
bot. Yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll be back for the show at Swingers Club next week. That'll be a lot of fun.
That dude has like 15 jobs. Kind of
he's Jamaican. He's got 15 jobs. Very lazy man.
From Florida, MT Sack writes, you need to drop the bomb on someone that... you need to drop the bomb, the wife, on someone soon. That crap's pretty funny.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, we have somebody lined up. It's just a matter of when. From New York, Neil and Lick...
Formerly Neil and Bob.
I can't help it.
Christopher Walken, De Niro, who the hell could call in next? I had no idea how famous you guys were. Those calls are funny as hell. You gotta give whoever is doing it props. James Hurtman from Nevada. Hey, Rockin' Comedy Show. How do we get tickets to Bonnie Screams? Listen to the show. From Kansas, Dick Scott Wood. This is our last one for the week. Hey, Crazy Jay, new listener of the show. I love Weird Al and notice that you play a lot of his music. What is your favorite song by him? Mine is Germs. Well, that's great. Mine is Midnight Star. It's an original song back in the 80s. So if I get time today.
Way to date yourself on that one. But
hey,
yeah.
What are you going to do? But if we get time today, I will definitely play that. But it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We'll be back with more of the show right after this.
Lane with my 12 items or less at the checkout counter at the local grocery store. I was only passing by, but a paper caught my eye, and I learned a few things I never knew before. It said, your pet may be an extraterrestrial. It said the ghost of Elvis is living in my den. You can learn to cope with stress, and you can beat the IRS, and the incredible frog boy is on the loose again. And lose 20 pounds a day. Hear the story of the man born without a head. And top psychics all agree that the telephone company will have a brand new service that lets you talk to the